We are going to talk about running this morning, and welcome. Great to be with you, and again to those online. We're so glad you're joining us at Crossway, whether you're in Melbourne, across the nation, across the world today. Talking about fit, active staff members like Johnny there in the front row. Some of you will know Matt Familio. Matt has been heading up all the life care kind of pantry, how we've blessed our community over the last 12 months. Matt last week ran an ultra marathon, 56 Ks on the Mornington Peninsula, including running up Arthur's Seat a couple of times. I like to run, but man, that's running. I want us to talk today about what does it mean to run at a sacred pace. A number of years ago, I ran my first half marathon. I was kind of nervous, you know, you get there in an atmosphere, whether it's a 5K park run or whether it's a marathon, and there's the crowds of people, and I was kind of anxious, and I'd trained a little bit for this first half marathon, and I wanted to run under 2 hours. And I was running with a mate of mine, a very experienced runner, and he said to me, to get to the line under 2 hours, run with a pacer. I said, who's a pacer? What do you mean run with a pacer? He said, look around and you'll see the people. And there they were, some fit-looking people holding up signs kind of attached to their clothing. 90 minutes, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. He said, run with that person and they will get you to the finish line at the time you want. And so there was Susan, a young, fit runner. And I straddled up alongside her with a group of people of all ages and sizes and fitness levels, and off we went. And we had to keep pace with Susan. Sometimes she seemed to be running too fast, and sometimes we were doing well. You know, old grandmothers would fly past us in their Lycra. And then I'd get the opportunity of running past someone like Johnny Russ and say, you know, see you later. And Susan got me to the finish line 1 hour, 59 minutes and 51 seconds. She knew what to do. Yeah, clap Susan, not me. She knew what to do because she was an experienced pacer. She got me to the finish line. She helped me to run well because she knew how to pace the race. Throughout the scriptures, we read this athletic image. We read of this running image, this race image. You'll know many verses that come to mind with that imagery. Here's just one. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. I've known that verse for many, many years, but the older I get, the more I'm drawn to a verse like that because I don't want to complicate my faith. I want to simplify my faith, and simplifying my faith, running well, going the distance, getting to the finish line means I need to keep my eyes on Jesus. I need to keep my eyes on Jesus. To run at a sacred pace, the theme of our series that our senior pastor kicked off for us this month, to run at a sacred pace, we need to stay close to the sacred pacer. We need to stay close to Jesus. And now we would say amen to that, we know that. But the challenge for us in 2021, the resolve for us in 2021, what will be our patterns, our practices, our resolve, our rhythm, our commitment to make that happen? To learn to live and look more like Jesus. To embrace the words, the works, the ways of Jesus. To recognize afresh, as I've been doing in this first month of 2021, that I cannot become more like Christ if I keep trying to do it in my own strength. You can never manufacture Christ-likeness. I've tried. I'm sure there are many here today or online. You've tried. You might even be trying hard today in your own strength, and you say, why can't I do it? The answer is, we can't do it without the Holy Spirit cultivating and shaping us each day into people who look more like Jesus. Because what do the scriptures say to us? Be careful how you live each day. We live in a world that wants to seduce us into the world's ways of thinking and acting. Don't be squeezed in the world's way of thinking and doing. The J.B. Phillips translation of that great verse in Romans 12. The pressures that we each face to run life at a different pace, to run a race that is not aligned with the ways of the kingdom, the pressures that we face each day in a world of overload. I don't know if you've got a word for 2021. I don't know if you've got any New Year's resolutions. You might have kept them. Where are we up to? January 24? How are you doing? One word that I've kind of got written above my study at home, and I've got a book on my desk that's now 15 years old, is the word margin. In 2021, in the midst of my busy life, in the midst of all that I do as a husband, a father, as a leader, as a person in ministry, but ultimately as a follower of Jesus, how do I build margin into my life in a world of overload? Now, we live in a world of overload. We're overloaded with information. We're overloaded with technology. We're overloaded with emails. We're overloaded with choices. We're overloaded with expectations. We're overloaded with relationships. We're overloaded in so many areas of our life. And in the midst of that, there's a sense of how do we catch our breath? How do we realign around kingdom priorities? How do we get the patterns and the practices right that allow us to run in a world of overload? In October 2019, I had the opportunity to be in the US. Remember the days of international travel? Remember the days, you know? Not this Christmas, but the one before, my family gave me luggage for my new role with Global Interaction as I was going to travel the world a lot. It sits dustily in the garage. But I had the opportunity of being at John Tyson's church, Church of the City in New York. Great Aussie pastor there who's been in Manhattan for many years, a real leader of influence in that city. And he talks about these two traps. He says, you know, the evil one wants to get every follower of Jesus to either run at a fatal pace or a complacent pace. And if the evil one does that, he is successful in taking our eyes off running a race that makes a difference for the sake of the kingdom. Grab hold of that today. That the evil one has a strategy, and it's a pretty simple one, that you run life at such a fatal pace that you won't be the person God wants you to be, or you run at a complacent pace and you won't be the person that God wants you to be. The reality is, in an auditorium of this size and people joining us online around the world today, you already know if you are running at a fatal pace today. I know from my past what it is to do that. What's a fatal pace marked by? Unchecked business, where we are so busy. In fact, we are so busy we don't even realize we're busy. It's unchecked busyness. Life is out of control. Our calendar is out of control. We are under pressure and overloaded. It's marked by ungodly ambitions. They might have even started out as good and holy, but they've become ungodly as you pursue career for the sake of career, or wealth for the sake of wealth, or position or prestige or power. Ungodly ambition and undisciplined desires where your life is not oriented or aligned to the way you would like it to be, but there seems to be an impossibility to get it online, aligned with Jesus. A fatal pace. Can I make one simple statement today, and it's not prophetic, and I think it bears true for all of us. If we are running at a fatal pace today, we will not go the distance. We'll not go the distance. We're not called to run the race with Jesus at a fatal pace. But neither are we to fall in the trap of saying, well, I don't want to run at a fatal pace. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to slow down. Yes, we're called to slow down. And yes, we're going to look at it in a few minutes to get rhythm into our life and biblical practices and patterns. But we're not called to go to the other extreme where we simply drift away from kingdom purpose. I've met too many people who say to me, you know, I'm checking out for a while, and they check out permanently. I've met too many people who say, I'm going to take a season away from church and they don't come back. That ungodly drift where life becomes shaped by an unfocused apathy. Where life becomes satisfied with an underwhelming vision. And I say this with love this morning, whether you're online or here in the auditorium, you will know in your own life today if your vision has become mediocre. You will know in your own life today if your vision is underwhelming. And today could be the day to say, God, I want to leave behind an underwhelming vision and re-embrace kingdom purpose in my life. I want to re-embrace everything that God has created me to be. Because we counter fatal pace and we counter complacent pace by learning how to run at a sacred pace. Learning how to live like Jesus, learning how to live counter-culturally. We've called this series Sacred Pace. Look up sacred in the dictionary. What does it mean? It means to be set apart. It means to be connected with God. It means to be holy and godly. It means to live counterculturally, to be a citizen of the kingdom. We are sacred people, called to sacred purpose, called to run at a sacred pace. Paul says, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. We can only run at a sacred pace when we run with the pacer. Susan got me to the finish line, 1 hour, 59 and 51 seconds. We need that pacer. Today, January, school soon to go back, uni soon to go back, the year kind of hotting up again. We come out of 2020, we come into 2021. Right now, today, do we need to recognize the need to realign our lives around Jesus that we might run with him at a sacred pace this year and allow the Spirit to do what only the Holy Spirit can do? Because speak these words over your life of fresh Crossway. Whether you're at Burwood East, joining us in Broome, Brisbane, Brazil. We have a number of Brazilians who join us every week. I can't speak in Brazilian, so God bless you. Jesus' vision for our lives in 2021, I have come that you may have life better than you could imagine. Seriously, can I invite you to speak those words over your life afresh this morning? You might be running at a fatal pace or living at a complacent pace, and Jesus invites you to embrace life like you've never imagined before. Well, maybe these words are for you today. Are you tired? Worn out? I've chatted with lots of people, some from Crossway, others from other spheres of life who've said to me, we've come out of 2020 and we're still carrying the residue of last year. We're still carrying the residue, the tiredness, the emotional roller coaster, the pain of last year. That could be you today. Are you tired? Worn out? Come to me. Look at that in yellow. Get away with me. I've circled that in my Bible at home a number of times already in January because in 2021, I need to get away more with Jesus if I'm to be the person Jesus wants me to be. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. May it be in 2021 that we want to run life at a sacred pace and keep company with Jesus. Keep company with Jesus. Because that's the only way that we can actually do life at a sacred pace. It's the only way that we can grab hold of that life that Jesus yearns for us to have. And so can we look at these three points this morning? Let's move through them quickly. When we keep company with Jesus, we can run with purpose. When we keep company with Jesus, we can run with purpose. Run with our eyes on the pacer. Fix your eyes on Jesus. When I ran that first half marathon, there were a few times when Susan seemed to be getting just too far ahead of me and I had to kind of get there. And there were other times when it seemed free and light. And that's what it will be like at times with us. But how do we keep pace with Jesus? Fixing our eyes on him, saturating our lives in the things of God, marinating ourselves in the Gospels, seeking to learn more about Jesus each day that we might embrace his words, his works, his ways in our lives. I mean, think about it together, Crossway. Jesus, loved by the Father. Intentionally, Jesus' ministry begins with his baptism and heaven opens and there is a declaration of love over his life. You and me today, God declares his love over our lives. We are loved. It doesn't matter what others may say about you. God loves you. God declares his love afresh upon you. In 2021, God desires to lavish his love upon us. Jesus is sent. One of the most common expressions of Jesus in the Gospels, I've come to obediently do what my Father has called me to do. I've been sent. I've been sent with a mission. I've come to do the Father's will. Us, the mission of God in the hands of ordinary people like me, sent. Sent in 2021 afresh to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Sent, like Johnny's reminded us, into our neighborhoods. Sent into a broken and a beautiful world. Sent. And Jesus comes with a redemptive vision, the vision of John 10:10. And we're called to embrace that afresh today. Let me ask you, have you kind of awoken this morning with that reality in your life that God invites you to the most noble and purposeful thing as a citizen of the King, to share in the redemptive vision of God in this beautiful but broken world? That we might focus on others. We see it in Jesus focusing on others, focusing particularly on those of the least, those in great need, those that the culture of the day pushed to the margins. There is Jesus focusing on others, and our invitation to be Jesus to others in 2021, to bring the grace of God, to bring grace to others, to bring grace in our neighborhoods, grace in our families, grace in our workplace, to be an agent of grace, the face of grace. And willingness to lay down our lives, a willingness to sacrifice, a willingness to recognize afresh that if I'm to run at a sacred pace, then servanthood and sacrifice are at the heart of that lifestyle. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said, and live each day with kingdom-focused priorities. Some of you will have known that verse from Sunday school. But I wonder today, do we need to speak it afresh over our lives and say, God, that is a resolve for me in 2021 to seek first the kingdom of God and to live with kingdom-focused priorities, not to run at a fatal pace or to live life at a complacent pace, but to embrace sacred pace. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way and take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? Are there lesser things that we need to stop chasing in 2021? I shared this message with our Southeast campus last week, and it was great to be in a packed Nossal High School with social distancing, watching Pastor Wyatt play Tetris, moving chairs around to keep everyone safe and healthy. But after the service, I had a number of people come up to me, and they actually declared what the lesser thing was. I've been chasing this, but I want to put that down in 2021, that I might chase what is far more important, my kingdom purpose. If you've got a phone, let me invite you. You can get it out right now if you want to take a picture of that slide, because I'd love to invite everyone to say, what is in that blank for me this year? What do you benefit if you gain but lose the compelling vision Jesus calls you to? What do you gain? When you woke up this morning, every one of us looked in the mirror. You know, Johnny Russ looked in the mirror and thought, wow, what a fine athletic specimen. I looked in the mirror and thought, it's as good as it's going to get today. And Megan prayed for a miracle. I mean, for me, not her. But you know what? And I mean this seriously. I often do this. Not every day, but I often do. I often get up and look in the mirror, and don't worry about how I look, but I look in the mirror and think, I'm invited to play a part in the most noble, purposeful, life-giving initiative, adventure on earth, the call of the kingdom of God on my life. Crossway, that is our purpose. And we are invited to run afresh with excitement and adventure and faith in 2021 and seize opportunities and possibilities. Let's run with purpose. Let's run with purpose. Let's remind ourselves of what has graciously been invested in us. And secondly, this morning, and we could spend a whole series just unpacking this bullet point, so let's get through it quickly. When we keep company with Jesus, we're called to run with rhythm, to run at sacred pace. I run with purpose, but then I have to run with rhythm. I have to have practices and patterns in my life that help me in a world of overload. Otherwise, I'm simply overloaded. I'm overwhelmed. Today, are we running with rhythm, Christ-like patterns, Christ-like rhythm? Is it a desire, a goal of ours that in 2021, my lifestyle, my calendar, my priorities, my rhythm might look more Christ-like? There's a whole list. Again, you might want to take a photo of it if you want. We can only scratch the surface this morning, but when I think about Jesus, this list comes to mind. There are many more. Jesus intentionally cultivated his relationship with the Father. Despite everything Jesus came to do, despite the mission that Jesus came to complete, Jesus front and center on a daily basis cultivated his relationship with the Father. The love relationship with God. Why? That he might be filled up so he could pour out. The reality is if we run life at a fatal pace, we just keep seeking to pour out and we burn out. If we run life at a complacent pace, we're rarely filled up or we rarely pour out. Jesus, cultivating that relationship with the Father, whether we're here today or online, will that be a resolve of ours afresh in 2021? We see that then practiced where Jesus withdraws and engages. The disciples walking around, there's ministry to do. There's a meet the people. There's a healing service. We've got to feed the crowds. There's ministry to do. Where's Jesus? Oh, he's got up early and gone away to pray again. Now, I don't need to practice advance 101 because it's innate within me in a busy lifestyle and culture, but I do have to practice withdrawal. I do have to practice retreat. I have to get that balance right. Jesus living with sabbatical rhythms and rest, that could mean anything and everything for you. Be creative, but how do you bring daily, weekly, monthly, yearly sabbatical rhythms and rest for me? I told the Southeast campus last week that it was okay for men to lay in a bath and light a candle and read a book. Some of them afterwards said, no, it's not, Scott. Well, I reckon it's okay. Find what works for you in terms of sabbatical rhythm and rest. Friendship and hospitality, saying no, maybe the most powerful thing we will do this year is to say no to extra things, extra commitments, extra busyness in our lives. Living with margin, Jesus having space to be interrupted, space to allow God to turn up. Some of us live a life where there is no margin, there is no chance for God to turn up. And Jesus reveling in grace. But maybe today your life looks more like this. Whether you're online, here in the auditorium, some of you just kind of felt that sense of the Spirit inside you kind of feeling a bit of an ouch because God wants to speak today if our life looks like that. Because God's here to bring restoration and renewal and grace and freedom. Because my questions would be if your life looks like that today, what's causing the fray? You're just holding on. What's causing the fray? What do I need to let go of in 2021? I've been doing this exercise for myself at home this month. What are the things I need to let go of? What are the things I might need to say no to? What are the things I need to say yes to? What new Christ-like rhythms do I need to embed in 2021? You know what? You could go away from today and you could write down one simple answer to one of those questions and it could become life transformative this year. Because so often, isn't it, we chase big things, but sometimes it's the little simple practices that will make the biggest difference. When we keep company with Jesus, when we run with the pacer, we run with purpose and we run with rhythm. Our life starts to look more like Jesus. What was the beautiful translation there in the message of Matthew's gospel? Walk with me and work with me. I love that. Walk with me and work with me and I will do my work in you, Jesus promises. And finally, this morning, when we keep company with Jesus, we run with freedom. We run with purpose, kingdom purpose. We run with rhythm. Our patterns and practices look like Jesus. We catch our breath. We fill up before we pour out. We're fresh and ready for ministry, for the mission that God gives us, but we run with freedom when we keep company with Jesus. Go back and look at Paul. Go back and look at his letters. Dig into his story. You know, go to Philippians this week. Read Philippians. We see that Paul tried to run life at a fatal pace. He was caught up in this turbo boost of self-righteous living, of what was on his resume, of how people saw him, how he kept people happy, how he lived up to unrealistic expectations, how he pursued kind of power and prestige, personality. He ran life at a fatal pace. It was about him. It was about religiosity. Suddenly, without even knowing it, he's trapped. And maybe today you feel like you are trapped. You could even be chasing good things, but you've become trapped. You feel locked up, not free. And suddenly, of course, Paul meets Jesus and he experiences freedom. Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. I love that. It's almost like he wanted to remind himself and us of that. Christ has set us free. So live a free life. So take your stand. Today we might be called upon by the Holy Spirit to make a stand, to stand to say, I want to be free, free in 21. I don't want to be held back, held down, trapped anymore by the things that get in the way from me pursuing the life that Jesus has called me to. Don't let anyone put a harness of slavery upon you. And Jesus, so simply but so powerfully and beautifully, so if the Son has set you free, you are truly free. 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 I think we live in a world today where so many people chase freedom, but they don't know what it looks like. And therefore, we can chase freedom in all the wrong directions. But man, the older I get, the more every day I come back to the love and grace of God that sets me free. Free. Free not to be a perfect person, but free to be the person that Jesus wants me to be as I allow the Holy Spirit to continue to work in my life. And so what does the Hebrew writer say? Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. And especially the sin that so easily trips us up. When I ran with Susan, I had to run light. Had to have my running shorts on and my expensive socks. For some reason, you've got to buy expensive socks if you're going to run well. And my singlet, and I had to run light. If you run in the city to surf in Sydney every year in August, big event, one of the world's biggest fun runs. It's held on a winter's morning in Sydney, and I think it's planned every year that it will be freezing of a morning. And everyone gets there, and they've got their track suits on and their overcoats on, and the siren goes because it's nearly time to start the race. And what does everyone do? Everyone throws all their clothes off and throws them on the grounds. And then the Salvation Army comes along and picks those up, and they all go to charity. Great initiative. But you've got to run light. You can't run with baggage. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. When the Hebrew writer says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, some of those things are good things. But they can still get in the way of the God things. He says, let us strip off everything that weighs us down. But then he goes on to say, particularly the sin that can trip us up. Some of us are seeking to run like that today. Some of you look at that image and some will laugh. That's okay. But some, whether online or in the auditorium here, some will look at that image today and you will say, that's me, Scott. And today I want to bring you the words of Jesus. The Son desires to set you free. The Son desires to set you free. To be free from sin. It might be a default sin that is different for every one of us in this building or online, but we keep going back to. And we want to be free of it in 2021. We can be today. Not in our own strength, but in the power of the Spirit. Free from ego. Free from life having to be about me. Free from ungodly ambition. Free from the expectation of others. Andy Stanley is so right when he says, one of the greatest challenges we face today is we walk around carrying this box of expectations, trying to please too many people rather than throw that on the ground and think about just pleasing God. Free from the past. Free from the past that holds you down. Free from fear. What do we sing? We're no longer slaves to fear. Are you frightened today? Do you need to bring that fear to Jesus who says, come to me? Free from comparisons. Maybe the best thing we do in 2021, I'm not going to compare myself to someone else. Free from pleasing others, free from guilt. Please, I say, if you're here today and you're holding on to guilt and shame and you know it's getting in the way, today embrace grace afresh and be free to be the person God wants you to be in 2021. Free from bitterness. In 2021, God, help me to be free from, what would you write into that sentence today? What would I write into that sentence? If you're watching online today, what would we write there? As we wrap up this morning, can I remind us that we do not run alone? I ran with Susan and she got me to the finish line, but better than Susan, today we run with a God who loves us, who desires the best for us, who embraces us as we are today, but as we can be in 2021. I love the Olympics. I love Olympic stories. I loved being able to go a number of years ago to the Olympic Museum in Switzerland. The man you see on the screen is Derek Redmond. Derek Redmond was a favourite to win the gold medal at the 1992 Barcelona Olympic Games. He easily made it through round one, he made it through round two, made it through the quarterfinal, got to the semi-final. Everyone was predicting that Derek Redmond would finally win gold. He had many injury setbacks. He'd finally made it to the Olympic Games. The dream of gold was there. He comes around the first bend looking like he's running well. And then suddenly there is a noise that he knows what it is. His hamstring goes. He's physically shattered. He falls to the ground, but more than physically shattered, he's emotionally shattered. He's on the ground and he feels like he can't get up and everything that he's dreamt of seems to be over. And some of you feel like that today, because I know what it is to feel like that in my own life. Some of you here today or online feel like that. You feel like you've thrown in the towel or you're on the ground and you can't get back up. But you know what happens? I love this story. Derek Redmond's dad, there he is, the big fella. I love that he's wearing a Nike athletic shirt. The big fella, he jumps the fence. He gets past security. If you watch the YouTube clip, the security start to chase this man. And then they realize that it's Derek Redmond's dad. And Derek Redmond's dad runs out onto the track in Barcelona. And he gets down. And Derek Redmond says, "Dad, it's over." You know what Derek Redmond's dad says? "It ain't over, son. I got to finish this race together." And they walk across the finish line, standing ovation. I don't even know who won that race, who won the gold medal. You go to that museum in Switzerland and Derek Redmond is celebrated as one of the Olympic greats. He finished the race. The pacer, the sacred pacer, our loving God wants to get us to the finish line. He wants us to embrace life in 2021 with purpose, with rhythm, and with freedom. Let's make it count, Crossway. Let's make it count. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that you never leave us broken on the track. But as a God of grace, you come back to us. You come back to us. You come back to us. You beckon us back to yourself because you are a God of love and grace and forgiveness. You are a good, good Father. And you yearn that in 2021, we would live life with purpose and meaning and joy and peace, free to be the people you've called every one of us to be, whether we're in our 90s and been on this faith journey for many, many years, or whether we're young and new to faith, you call us to purpose and freedom and joy. As the worship team comes to lead us, we're going to finish this morning, but I know, I sense in my heart that God's Spirit has been speaking to a number of you, whether you are online today watching us or whether you're sitting in this auditorium. And so I'm going to ask you to simply do something very courageous, but also I think very important, very life-giving and transformative. If you know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today, if you know that you can't keep running at a fatal pace or you've got to let go of complacent pace, you want to re-embrace the Jesus way, sacred pace, you want to be free, you want to run with purpose, you want to make 2021 count. You want to be back on the track and run with the sacred pace of Jesus who loves you. Can I invite you right now, the Holy Spirit at work in your life right now, just to quietly stand where you are. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Stand right now. Bless you. Stand right now. You can stand online. You can send Pastor Jethro a message right now online. Make it count online as well. Wherever you are, let us know that you physically want to do something. If you can't stand in the auditorium physically, you could put your hands out in front of you, but make it count. People standing across the auditorium today, I want 2021 to be a year that counts. I want to be free. Stand right now. I want to be free. Thank you, God, for the sacred pacer. Thank you, God, for Jesus who loves us and invites us to life with purpose. Let's stand as TK leads us together.